Like a siren with endurance, like the Liberty Bell. And he tells you of the dreamers, but he's cracked up like the road. And he'd like to lift us up, but we're a very heavy load. And we're finally here. That shit, yeah, it's cool.
Good afternoon, this is Off the Hook, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woot woot!
That last song was Echoes Myron by Guided by Voices. The last song before was As We Go Up by As We Go Up We Go Down, Guided by Voices. Start off with a few short songs for this sleepy Sunday in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yes, yes. Beautiful Medford, Massachusetts. My favorite place in all of Massachusetts.
It's very rainy today. Got very soaked walking here, yes. But it's nice and cozy here in the studio, Studio A.
I'm Charlie, by the way. I don't know if we went over that. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Sebastian.
Yeah. We're subbing today. Yeah. We're going to play some cool stuff.
It is also volunteering day here at WMFO, so we have lots of volunteers.
We might have some surprise guests. We'll see, depending on how the show goes, but be excited. We got a lot of cool stuff cooking up. The next song is...
Up next, we've got Souvenir by OMD.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you.
So awesome, so awesome. That was, If You Want Me to Stay, Sly and the Family Stone. Oh, I almost forgot to turn up Sebastian's mic. There we go. Welcome back, welcome back.
If You Want Me to Stay.
If You Want Me to Stay. Great song, great band. You know, so today we were gonna do, like, I'm sure everybody before us has also done this similar theme of the Spotify Wrapped for a radio show. Yep. I was disappointed not to see Sly and the Family Stone up on my top five. I was very disappointed. I thought they'd make it, but no.
Yeah, we're just playing a mix of our top songs of the year, me and Charlie here.
Yep. Yeah. So up next, we have a newer band. Funny story with these people. Half of the band was actually from my high school. And that's how I kind of got to know them, when they were, like, coming up. And I didn't really, like their sound too much at first, but it really started to grow on me after a while. Yeah, I really like these guys. New guys, young guys. Straight out of NYC, the Big Apple. This is Geese, if you've heard of them before. Jesse by Geese, which is one of their newer songs coming out. And I really like it. I really like the sound. I really like the vocal style of, I think his name's Cameron, the main guy. I don't know. But whatever. I love these guys. I love this song. So we're going to play it for you. It's going to be great. It's Jesse by Geese.
Stepping down the holy mountain, can be your anything. I can be your anything.
You liar, a dog.
Oh,
that was Gouge Away by Pixies from their 1989 album, I believe. Yeah, 1989, Doolittle. Apparently, it was Black Francis' favorite song off the album, if you didn't know.
I didn't know.
And then before that, we had Cohesion by Minutemen from their 1984 album, Double Nickels on the Dime.
Love that album. Tried to listen to the whole thing, but
it's a challenge.
It's a doozy, that one.
What is it? It's like a triple LP, I think?
I don't know. It just keeps going and going and going. It's crazy. Crazy. But very soft for that album. That I was like, when I first listened to like some of those songs off there, I was like
couldn't, it's got some good spots.
Couldn't sit still. Tracks. Made me like jump around.
It's 43 songs, but it's like only an hour long.
Well, wow.
It's crazy.
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyway.
What do we got next, Charlie?
Next up, my number two on Spotify Wrapped. I'm embarrassed to tell you who my number one is, so I'm not going to do that. But my number two was Radiohead. The great Radiohead. Who doesn't love the great Radiohead? We're going to play a song from them. One of my favorite Radiohead songs, my favorite one off the Bends. Sebastian here says he doesn't know the Bends very well.
It's not my favorite album, personally. I just haven't listened to it that much.
I think it's a very...
Nothing against it.
I don't know if it's underrated. I think it's correctly rated.
It's the hype it deserves.
It's a good album. It's a solid, solid album. Anyway, this is Just off of the Bends from Radiohead. Love this song. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Sebastian, you know, spring, summer, and fall, they're all terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors. But, you know, they're also the primary seasons for poison ivy. Did you know that?
Did not. The leaves of three-leaf poison ivy plant contain an oily resin with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green while in the fall. The leaves turn vivid orange, red, yellow, autumn colors.
In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadside, woodland edges, riverbanks and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. Oh no! It can grow a vine around trees as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that can grow in groups of three.
Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaf plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away.
If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop.
And remember, be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body like your face.
Wow. That's our PSA. It's a proud public service message from UFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It is winter time now, so I guess it's not quite as important to be aware of poison ivy, but always
it's
good.
Always important.
You're right, it's always important. We always have to be aware. Anyway, so the songs we just played, we took it back to the 80s, you know. We did that Radiohead song, and then I was like, you know, Sebastian, let's do this. This was kind of like my song of the summer, this Wham song after the Netflix documentary and all that. I love the song of the summer, and then Sebastian was like, Charlie, I'll play my song of the summer next. So we kind of traded off. Both 80, you know, maybe it was like a 80s vibe this summer.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Anyway, up next, we actually have a special surprise, a guest appearing on our show. Welcome, Mark. Your mic's turned on now.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on the show.
Yeah. So we asked Mark to come in. He's gonna give us a song to play. What do you have for us, Mark?
Oh, I've got a good one. It's called "It's Been So Long" by Toy.
Ooh. Can you tell us a little bit about it while we cue it up?
Yeah, totally. It's a really interesting album to me, and it's a really interesting song. The funny thing is, I found it years back. It was actually on, if anybody knows it, a racing game called Forza Horizon 2.
I do know. I love that game.
I played it all the time, and this song, like, the game was summer themes, to keep going with the summer, like, the summer theme that we've got going on, and I would just listen to it over and over again, but it never got old. And so eventually I was like, okay, well, I gotta actually, like, figure out what the song is. And ever since, it's been on my playlist for years. It's just kind of my song in the summers. Yeah, it's a good one. It's kind of a timeless piece.
Timeless piece. We love timeless pieces here. This is
"It's Been So Long" by Toy.
Let's hear it.
It's been so long, your love's For I know that they don't come with age. No, no. I ain't never gonna love you any better, babe. And they're never gonna love you right. So you better dig it now.
Awesome. That was sorry, that might scared you a little bit. That was Janis Joplin. Love Janis Joplin. Before that, what was that before?
Before that, we had Here's Where the Story Ends by the Sundays.
Yes. And we also had Why Is Sunday So Depressing by the Strokes, which I you know, it's a gloomy, rainy Sunday. I wouldn't say depressing Sunday, but you know, fits the vibe. It's the vibe.
It does.
I will say, didn't exactly fully follow the Spotify Wrapped plan we had. A lot of the songs were more recent things. Did you kind of follow that?
I tried my best. Yeah, I think all the songs I picked were from my Spotify Wrapped.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, I hope the music was good nonetheless. Yeah. Yeah. I think we have one last song to sign you out.
We have one more song. It's Another Green World by Brian Eno.
Yes.
Off the album Another Green World.
Another Green World. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Sebastian.
This is our sub, and we hope you enjoy this final song, this final farewell. Toodaloo.